Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Farewell edition to Tausch, just temporarily. He's not going to be on for a little while. He's on assignment. He'll be back. Hopefully. Edition. We're not really going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, are we? Edition. And you're hosting from where now? Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, sometimes, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studio. And in a truly undisclosed location, because we do not have video of his location, but we got lots of pictures. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you? Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am downtown Madison. We're doing a little speaking, meet and greety type conference-y deal this morning. And so I will be out for somewhere between 45 minutes to an hour, depending on the questions and answers. So that's where I'm at this morning. Beautiful okay. Vista. I'm overlooking the lake, if that gives you any. Where do you think I am?
I think you. No, I'm not going to say. I don't want. I don't want people rushing to the building.
But there's a lot of folks speaking. The program started, I think, at 8:30, and I asked to go as late as possible. So here
Thank
we are,
you.
And that's what. Whatever I can do to help.
What
the
do
governor's
you speak?
Speaking like the governor's speaking like an hour before. I think we kind of based everything around his schedule, and then we've adjusted. Everybody else was adjusted.
You going to talk about that pickleball game?
Oh, the matchup.
My knee's not been good.
So now we can't play the governor and his wife?
Come on, you can take the governor.
Listen, first off, I've seen Jason play. I'd probably have to bring Jesse with me. No offense, Jason.
Total offense. We played 3 points.
Well,
the way you're talking, I think Jason and I could take you and the governor at this point.
That's fair.
Maybe. I'm telling you, I thought I had kind of turned the corner, and now the corner kind of slapped me back in the face. But still found a way to beat Blaze and Vogues this morning at the pack.
Must have been your partner who carried you.
My partner was very good today. Yes, I would agree.
All right. Well, I am offended since I'm playing a lot more tennis now. I feel like I'm not quite the racket enthusiast you are, but I'm hitting a lot of balls.
Sure. Okay,
so I am offended. I look forward to my
Pickler membership so I can start showing you how good I am.
We told you you're welcome anytime over there.
I appreciate that.
It's over on Holmgren. You guys go over there whenever you want. You're good.
It is on Holmgren Way, and then you can go get lunch. There's a lot of restaurants nearby. None of them serve ice cream as far as I know, so I can't say who
they are.
And
there's also a workout place, so you could go and do a heavy workout before you went and played pickleball. Yeah, so there's all kinds of options over there.
All right. Last question on your activity this morning.
Sure.
What are you speaking about?
That's a great question, because typically I have two or three. I'm a big teamwork guy, as you know. Kind of how any individual success typically comes from team success and vice versa. That is usually my modus operandi. But what I've learned. You want to tell stories. You want people to have some. So I like to have one or two kind of points that you really pound home, and then tell stories. So I usually tell my Reggie White story, my Barry Alvarez story, you know, any Favre stories, any Rodgers stories. That typically is what moves the needle. So this is more of a Q&A. It was kind of vaguely. So I'm going. Normally, I go into these things knowing exactly what I'm going to do. This is more fluid than what I'm used to. So I'll give you feedback when I get back how that goes.
Well, we look forward to an update on the Q&A.
Let me ask you this: if you were in the audience and you got to ask the first question to me, what would you ask me?
How thankful are you that Jason Wilde chose you, of all the people on the planet, to do a radio show with?
That's a great question, Jason.
I would say that's complicated. That's how I would answer that.
And then people would laugh, and then you'd be off to a good start.
That's funny.
See? Set me up.
That's where you go.
It's the kind of teammate I am, because the team succeeds. That leads to individual success, as I've learned from your many speeches.
Mr. Tauscher, could you please stop making predictions about the Badgers men's basketball team?
That's not a question. That's a request.
That's a question.
I guess you never want to ask a yes or no, but yeah. No, I'm not going to do that, Jesse. I will continue to make bold predictions and sometimes have to backtrack and sometimes have to admit I'm wrong. And then other times just, you know, most of the time say, Tausch, I agree with Tausch. He was right.
Yeah, well, that's why we've got the T-shirts. So my actual question would be, what was the toughest? You seem very well adjusted. You obviously had a great NFL career. What was the toughest lesson that you had to learn during your NFL playing career? The most difficult lesson. Because you got your head screwed on straight.
Yeah,
you know what you're doing.
The business of sports is really cutthroat and hard. And I think it takes a while for you to figure that out. That probably, you know, seeing how, you know, just cutthroat everything is and adjusting to that, where you can kind of come in all wide-eyed, bushy-tailed and thinking this is a game and it's fun. And all of those things can be true, but that's not the overriding part, how businessy this sport in this kind of world is. That's probably the thing that I would say, make sure, and this goes a little bit against that speech, the principles of it, but you have to look out for yourself when it comes to that side. But then once that side's done, you have to recalibrate and make sure it's about the team and the role that you're asked to do it to the best of your abilities. There's no whining, there's no crying, and there's no complaining once you sign on and sign up for what you're doing. And that's a lesson that you have to learn.
Quick follow-up, Mr. Tauscher. Thanks again for doing this. And we really enjoyed you speaking, and we certainly enjoyed what the governor had to say. But how was that lesson taught to you? Because you came in, and I read every story that Jason Wilde wrote about you in the State Journal. And
I heard the State Journal is a cutthroat business. I heard it's really cutthroat.
There's some truth to that, for sure. But you came in as this great story, the local boy from Auburndale and with the University of Wisconsin, and now here he gets drafted by the Packers, and then he's starting as a rookie, seventh-round pick. What was it that taught you the cutthroat nature of the game?
Seeing guys get cut and selling their furniture 2 days after training camp. the constant rotation of the back end of a roster, families moving, coaches getting let go. You just continued to see it, and you kind of were thinking it's not going to affect you until it does. And you have some of your best buddies that you think you're going to play with for 10 years. And the next thing you know, they're on the first ship smoking out of town. So that it happens quickly. You see the veterans that, you know, the Frankie Winters and the Raleigh McKenzies and the guys that you think are going to be there. And when they're not, it's kind of a wake up call very quickly that you better produce or you're going to be gone.
Well, we look forward to hearing about your speech. I'm sure it'll get rave reviews. Glad we could warm you up a little bit on the show before you depart for that. And if I'm reading the rundown correctly, I know you don't look at the rundown, but I do. Are we having a special guest while Tausch is gone?
That's what it looks like. I did look at the rundown today.
And you're once again not telling us who it is?
It's a mystery.
It was a raging success the last time he did it. So I would fight him on this and say we need to know, but I trust him. He crushed the last one, and I'm not going to be there, so I don't really. It's not going to really affect me. No, I'm going to care, but it's not going to really.
You might be really bummed depending on who it is.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. If it's
Raleigh McKenzie.
If it's Matt LaFleur, I'll be bummed. How's that?
It is not Matt LaFleur.
That's too bad.
As with last time, if you check my tweet that we shared from the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed this morning, there are a couple of clues. I love a good clue. There's some clues in the tweet that you can use to try and guess who our mystery guest is scheduled to appear at 10:30 today.
Okay. Well, it's a dancing Bucky Badger. For those of you that want to decode Jesse's clever tweet, we have another surprise special guest scheduled to appear at 10:30 a.m. today on Wilde and Tausch. Any guesses who it might be? You might have to think outside the box to guess it correctly.
Okay.
So clearly outside the box...
Good
and
tease.
The dancing Bucky Badger gif are the hints. We will work to discern that as we move forward. I will say this. I've now been surprised twice on our airwaves. First by the Warren Moon surprise guest, which was great, although the clue was terrible, and it was nothing that gave us any clue that it was going to be Warren Moon. I just happened to guess it randomly. Secondly... They surprised me on KBN because I like to give Brad Nortman a hard time because he always wants to be my number one ranked favorite punter. And I was recently on their show and I put him behind Sammy Veit, who was the punter when I was at Wisconsin. And some of his buddies heard it and it got back to Sammy. And then behind Tim Maste, who's number one on my list. And KBN surprised me with a surprise appearance from Tim Maste. So I'm assuming it's not Tim Maste, although we could just hire him to do appearances on a regular basis.
That would be the...
He's very good.
That would be a big surprise, though, since you would be probably the least person you'd expect.
He would be, right after Warren Moon. So we will all find out together except for Tausch because he'll be addressing the throng at his undisclosed location, eager to hear his words of wisdom. Speaking of words of wisdom, today is Tuesday the 18th. Do we still have those beautiful 6 years when you can go from being a wide-eyed rookie who loves the... story of a local boy making good to finding out how cutthroat the NFL is?
No, that deal is done. But we talk a lot about the unprecedented quality and service that you get from Pella. But talking to the people who work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. And you always want to have people come out to work on your home, put windows and doors in that love and care about their product. Pella does that. Pella's team is with you from start to finish. They don't disappear after the sale. Right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 per month. Nick Lucci, you got any other 22s for me?
Ooh.
Christian Yelich.
Yelly. Jason?
Pat Lee?
Pat Lestache? $22 per month and as low as $89 per month for doors. James Jones. Jesse?
I'm out.
Mark Shimura.
Jason? Chewy. Come on. Jesse, give some effort. You don't need... certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends March 31st. Well, 89 is a pretty easy number to have more than... Chipotle Ben. Yeah. $89 for a door. What a deal. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
The rundown of 22s since Nick Lucci. Marquand Manuel, Pat Lee, yep. Got that one.
Pat Lee, you nailed it.
Jerron McMillan, Khalil Bell, Aaron Ripkowski, he was fun.
Rip. Yeah, he's a fun guy.
Darius Jackson, I don't know who that is.
Don't know, don't remember.
Capri Bibbs, don't really remember him either.
The Bibbinator.
Dexter Williams.
Dexter.
Shamar John Charles, that was going to be the next one I threw out there. And the current 22 is Robert Rochelle the Musical. So there you have it.
Are we missing? What other 89s are we missing? Chewy and James Jones obviously left a big mark. Chipotle Ben.
Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah.
Big dog.
So lots of great Packers have worn 89. Not quite as many have worn... number 22, but maybe that'll change.
Mark Lee was the Packer Hall of Famer. Yep. He was 22.
Yeah, he was. Well done.
Okay. Thank you.
Jared Cook wore 89, didn't he?
Cookie.
It's a tight end number, basically, right? Richard Rodgers, wasn't he 89?
JJ. No, I don't think he was 89.
I think he was 82. Maybe he was both. Maybe he changed numbers. Your guy Fergie. Robert Ferguson, he wore 89, right?
Yeah.
All right, this has been fun, but we're squandering the time we have with you before you leave. anonymous texter. Were they actually anonymous?
To remain anonymous.
Or are you protecting their identity?
Protecting the identity is what's a little WITSEC on the text line here. Liz is more.
I like it. My husband used to do security for the governor's wife, and she's a baller. She plays a lot of pickleball. All right, well, Tausch and the governor can play Jesse and I.
We ain't scared. I promise you we're not scared.
And then Jesse could play the governor's wife one-on-one, since they both apparently have a good game. All right.
You talking smack to Mrs. Evers?
I think the anonymous texter is warning us that we better not take her lightly.
I was just saying, bring it on. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I have no problem playing the governor and his wife.
With your bum knee?
Yeah, even with my bum knee, I think I'll take Jesse with me, and I think we're probably in pretty good shape.
Okay, I'm not going to stand here and be slandered and insulted repeatedly.
Well, Jason, you don't play.
Well, I need to start. I need my Pickler membership.
Head over there and start playing.
I will.
We're going to do a tryout with you and Jesse, and then we'll pick.
Tryout?
It's a cutthroat business, Jesse.
It is, yes. It's a production world. You know that, Jesse.
The best abilities availability, Tausch. You better watch out if you're asking for tryouts.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm the
sick
captain
burn,
of the team,
bro.
So yeah,
I'm the captain. I am the captain now. We need to get to Aaron Rodgers talk. Really? I'll keep.
No,
it
don't
brief.
Act like you're upset about it. You love it.
Hate it.
I hope that this Viking thing happens and Jesse's got to sing this song. Jesse, you promise you're going to sing it if it happens. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
No, I need a promise.
I promise.
Can you give them what the melody is?
Yeah, got to figure out what the song is. And
it's the Cats in the Cradle. Yeah, it's the Cats in the Cradle.
Obviously.
I could play it on piano and sing it along. That'd be fun.
There you go.
More Will the Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
You got complete control, yes.
This is Will the Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse, you put this on the rundown. I don't want to be a hypocrite. So if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Vikings, manna from heaven, right? That's exactly what I'm hoping happens. Can't wait for Packers, Vikings, etc. In the meantime, why are we talking about him now? Why?
I find it interesting that the free agents, you know, the free agent frenzy that took place last week saw a couple of significant moves around the league. And then we even saw over the weekend Kirk Cousins signed a deal to go back to Atlanta, which I thought was interesting and didn't make a lot of sense if he wants some significant playing time. But there's still a couple of questions.
Well, first off, he didn't sign a deal. His deal was there and the Falcons paid it. It wasn't like he re-signed to stay there. He was paid a bonus,
well, okay,
which was a surprise.
Important okay, clarification.
Clarify.
Thank you for sharing that. Yes, that is an important clarification. I think it's interesting that Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and this quarterback carousel has come to essentially a pause in free agency, and I don't know why. Like, what's keeping Pittsburgh from signing somebody? What's keeping Aaron Rodgers from signing anywhere?
Aaron Rodgers is waiting to see if the Vikings want him or not.
Yep.
And the Steelers and the Giants have to wait for him to see. It's like a bad episode of The Bachelor. Like, he's got three finalists, and he's got the one that he's really in love with the idea, and he's keeping the other two on standby and in case the Vikings decide, you know what, I don't want to be on the show anymore. We're going to go with J.J. McCarthy. We're going to believe in young love instead of 41-year-old love. It's like the Golden Bachelor for quarterbacks between him and Russell Wilson. So I assume Russell Wilson ultimately will be the one who ends up with the Giants because the Steelers don't want him back, apparently. So the Steelers are in a holding pattern because the Vikings are in a holding pattern because they're putting Aaron Rodgers, who's really the one holding everything up. Tausch, does that sound like a pretty good description of what's happening?
Well, listening to Diana Rossini, who has been pretty much on it when it comes to the Rodgers, the Jets stuff, and I don't know if she's obviously got a good source somewhere there, even though Rodgers would disagree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think the storyline, I think Aaron Rodgers wanted to play for the Jets. It didn't work. The Jets decided to go in a different direction. So now, I thought that he would probably think hard about retiring if the right scenario, like to me, going to play for the Giants doesn't make any sense. They're not going to win. You're going to end up, do you want to redo what you just saw with the Jets, but with less talent? Because that's where they're at. Pittsburgh makes some sense, but that's a, you know, you're playing outdoors. Minnesota makes all the sense in the world because they have great wideouts. They have a good group. Good coaching, a team that was close to, you know, winning the division and having the best record in football. So they're right there. And it would finish that career arc, and he could shove it up Green Bay's keister. So when you factor all those things in, I'm guessing that's the most intriguing to him. And it tells you a lot that Minnesota is really hemming and hawing, and we don't know. They have not showed any of their cards. So obviously Aaron feels like there's a chance to have a chance to go there, or he would move along and say it's going to be Pittsburgh. The fact that there's some uncertainty makes me think Minnesota is thinking about it. And then all the reports this weekend were it's up to O'Connell. We're leaving the quarterback decision-making up to O'Connell. And then yesterday you heard that Joe Flacco is potentially that veteran that could go up to Minnesota. So it has grinded to a halt. And you have to think – The legal signing isn't even a week in. I'm in a lot of action. So for everybody that's saying, you got to move, and you know, Mike Florio saying how selfish it is, this is a pretty big decision. And if Aaron Rodgers can take his time and the Giants and Steelers are not pushing, which I would if I was them, I'd say you're either in or you're out. That would be the way you want to do it. He's not, and they're not. So probably my guess is he ends up going to Pittsburgh. That would be the guess that makes the most sense. But if Minnesota gives him that sliver, I think he runs with it and takes it. But I think Minnesota at some point is probably going to look at this and say, is this juice going to be worth the squeeze? I hope it is, because I think from a drama standpoint, storyline standpoint, and plus I think that from Green Bay standpoint, I don't think they're afraid of that. I think they were afraid of it with Favre. I don't think – are Packer fans afraid of Aaron Rodgers going to Minnesota? I don't think so.
I would be afraid of it only – and again, I don't want to tell fans how to feel, but if they don't think J.J. McCarthy's ready, like if it's his knee, well,
how would they think? Yeah, how would they think that he is?
Yeah, again, I don't know, but my point is if I'm Jeff Hafley, if I'm a Packers fan, I want them playing the inexperienced quarterback, right? I mean, it's great that they have all these weapons, but we saw the growing pains.
Jason, how good do you think Jeff Hafley thinks Aaron Rodgers with that Minnesota Vikings offense is going to be? Are they afraid of him?
I think if their offensive line is improved, and they obviously invested in that,
mm-hmm.
and they can protect him, and you look at the weaponry that he has at his disposal. I mean, you can say Ja'Marr Chase is the best wide receiver in football now. You can say Justin Jefferson is. But beyond Justin Jefferson, they've got Jordan Addison. They've got a really good tight end in Hockenson, who will be better this year now that he's more than a year removed from his ACL tear.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm looking at that team going, I hope they start J.J. McCarthy, because his growing pains will make those weapons less effective.
Jesse, are you scared as a Packer fan? Let's pull this. I don't know how you want to word it without getting – you're going to get crushed because people are sick of Aaron Rodgers, the narrative.
But... we'll post it from the show account.
Yeah, I don't think Packer fans – it's a different vibe. I think most Packer fans are looking at this and saying, yeah, Rodgers is not the Rodgers we saw in 2021, 20 – and maybe he's more 22 than he is 2021. But I do think this gives Minnesota a much better chance to win big this coming season.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to when – we had the Rodgers-Favre transition where we knew Rodgers was ready. I think it felt a lot better because Rodgers played and was in the system for longer than J.J. McCarthy played a couple of preseason games. They have no idea. They have no idea how he's going to play. None. So to roll the dice with a roster that you're going all in on, and plus now they're moving money around in anticipation of something – you just the breadcrumbs are starting to lead you to think this is more of an option than I think all of us had thought when the regular season ended and we got into this season. I think Minnesota is looking at it and saying we have a chance to this roster is locked and loaded, and if they can get Rodgers on a 1 year, you know, smaller deal, I think they're going to be really intrigued by that.
Mm-hmm. And I do think they would be getting a motivated player, and they would also be getting a guy.
He was as motivated as he could have possibly been last year. And it just, I think that narrative.
Well, I think he's still motivated. I think he's still motivated. And I would also say that I think we forgot, much like we did in 2022. When he played with a broken thumb and Brett Favre was celebrated and everyone else looked at Rodgers and said, he's terrible. There was no grace for playing with a broken thumb on your throwing hand. I think the fact that the guy was playing after rupturing his Achilles the previous season, I think that was lost on some. I would be willing to bet that he will be not, he's not going to be Lamar Jackson, but I'm guessing he will be, even at the ripe old age of 41, a little more mobile than he appeared to be this past season.
I don't know, man. I think when you looked at how he moved at the end of his time in Green Bay pre-Achilles, he was getting tracked down by guys he never used to get tracked down by. And you add two or three more years with an Achilles rupture, this is going to be – he's going to be a pocket guy. He is no longer – get out of the pocket, expand, and run play. Like,
no, but he's got to be able to move in the pocket. And I didn't think it looked like he did that as well as he used to.
And you think another year is going to help him with that?
I think a greater healing in his... Well, let's ask Evan Cohen what he thinks, because they clearly... Okay. I saw a graphic from them, unsportsmanlike, spending plenty of time discussing the quarterbacks that are still available. Evan's good buddy, Tausch's good buddy, Russell Wilson, and of course Aaron Rodgers as well. We'll get to that after Tausch tells us
about American Family Insurance.
Packer fans dreaming of that ultimate draft day experience? Well, American Family Insurance Dream Draft Sweepstakes is your chance to win a VIP trip to the NFL Draft in Green Bay just in a little over a month. Imagine this. You and a guest can score exclusive tickets, hotel accommodations, custom merchandise, and more. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You better not miss it. Head over to amfam.com/Packers to enter today. That's amfam.com/Packers. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
Anything short of a Sweet 16 is going to be a great disappointment.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
They are as good and as ready as I've seen a Badgers team of late.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Means the Killers are coming to Summerfest, and Old T and this guy are going to go to the concert together. It is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike on Wildy and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Jason, how are you doing? I'm very excited for this mystery guest, whomever it is, in an hour. Obviously, tons of promotion, more than I've ever had joining this show for the better part of the last year. So I am very excited to see what Aaron Rodgers is going to say in 1 hour from now with you guys.
Oh, wow.
Or is it Jordan Love? Jordan Love.
Oh, that'd be good, too. Both good guests.
Jesse booked them, whoever they are. So I don't know if
Warren
he has.
Moon.
So
I think we got Warren Moon.
Is it an ESPN Madison intern?
Well, are they cleared for air?
No. No, they would not be. But again,
a short interview.
He doesn't follow rules, so it doesn't matter in Jesse's world. So
He's a rebel.
They
He's
call me the hall monitor. I'm the definition of the rule. I'm a walking version of a rule book.
Well, I understand where you're coming from on that. Yes, you are the hall monitor. I would also say you attempt to set your own rules, do you not?
Mm-hmm. All the time, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good.
I mean, you credit Jason and Mark if you attempt to set your own rules and then follow those rules.
It's a gamey play. It is a gamey play.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you, Tex. I know it's a day that ends in Y, so I'm surprised you are here. Anyway,
well, he'll be leaving for a little while.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm aware.
Okay.
Jason, a little while. Jeez, I think longer than that.
Okay.
We're just happy to have him for however long he's going to join us.
Evan, why is the quarterback carousel stopped as you were talking about?
Well,
this
wait
morning?
A minute. I got another question first.
Well, then ask him. Let's go. Let's get
well-oiled machine
go.
Over here. All right, keep going.
Why? Okay. Are you? Is this the first time you've been on the show? Why is the iconic photo.
Why is the quarterback here? Yeah, great addition.
No, it is quarterback related, and I was going to segue into the quarterback conversation. But I just saw that the iconic photo of one of the all-time GOAT quarterbacks was posted 49 minutes ago on X. It's you smiling in your number 2 burgundy jersey that I see framed in the Unsportsmanlike studios. Why did you share your photo again on social media? What's going on?
I'm glad you asked. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
The quarterback carousel, a lot of people are speculating, and I have been listed per Aaron Goldhammer, our teammate over in Cleveland, as a possibility for Brown's starting quarterback. So they put me down on that list. So I thought I'd show off some of my resume tape with that great picture of me as a quarterback back in the day.
Do we have the video of all those interceptions? Because the photo's great. But can we get that digitized and posted?
Well, you know what's funny? So I'm going to give you some context around this as it relates to your squad that you guys talk about every day, the Green Bay Packers. So I did, unfortunately, as a high school quarterback, have a game in which I threw 8 interceptions in one game. I'm not necessarily proud of that, obviously. It's not
kind
something
are,
that
though.
I'd like to hang my hat. That's a psychological thing. We don't have enough time for it. But anyway, so for years, I thought Ryan Grant, former Packers running back, was on the team I played.
And I learned recently he grew up in that town for part of his life, but did not play on that team.
Yeah, Don Bosco Prep is where he went.
Right. The story was never good. It was better knowing, hey, you know, come on, I was playing against an NFL player. Well, I actually wasn't.
Interceptions is a lot.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Why is the carousel for quarterbacks stopped?
Well, that's a great question, Jason. I'm glad you thought about it.
I'm going to be honest with you. There's a better question before that last answer. I'm not, just being honest.
You're not very nice to your friend.
Well, is it not? I mean, if we're being serious, was it not a better question 5 minutes ago? It was.
The idea. Okay, wait a minute. Let me ask you. See, you're so spoiled in this regard, Tosh.
Spoiled?
Anyone listen? Yeah, you listen to what I'm about to say. I guarantee you the Wilde and Tosh audience can, well, what day is it? It's Tuesday, so maybe they can't call in.
Yeah, but no
maybe
calls.
They can participate.
Nope.
They can participate somehow. Every single failed high school athlete like myself, if they ever played against a college or pro player, they always tell the story about it. Like, oh, you know, I played against this guy.
But you didn't play against him.
Cool.
He wasn't on the team.
I understand.
Do you?
But I thought for years I did. Well, I played against Jimmy Kennedy. He was a top 15 pick out of Penn State.
Okay,
I did play against him.
I'm sure that was a tough matchup for him.
I'm sure you were a tough matchup for him, too.
Oh, burn.
I'm telling you, people will tweet in or call in if you ask them this. Who did you play against in high school or growing up that made
all right,
it to
Jesse,
college
put
or
that
pro
up on the Facebook
the
page deal. All right, go ahead, Jess. That's a good idea, Evan. Thanks for the tip.
The Facebook page deal.
Whenever he says put it on the Facebook page, it means he doesn't care at all about it, just so you know.
That's fair.
I called Tausch this week on something. I was like, I got an idea for something. I gave him the idea. Deadpan, he goes, next time you call me, can you have a good idea? And hung up.
No, I actually said, why don't you text me those ideas, is what I said.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
But you
all right, so
can you please tell us why the carousel?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So this was a big topic of conversation this morning.
We were all in
on Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. And then, all right, now we're ready. Let's go to the two State of Wisconsin guys that we're most tied to, and Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. Where are they going to go? And it just stopped. And the answer, seemingly by everyone, is Aaron Rodgers. So for all the people, and our show did this, that said Rodgers would not have a market, not only does he have a market, he's holding up the entirety of the market, which begs a lot of questions, right? Is he going to play? Does Minnesota actually want him? Has Pittsburgh hit a new low in waiting for this version of Aaron Rodgers? I don't believe Aaron Rodgers has any interest in playing for the Steelers at all.
Doesn't seem that
way. I think he wants to play. I think there's three options for him. I think he wants to play for the Vikings if he plays. I think he would consider retirement. And I think he wants an excuse to play for the Giants because that would mean Vikings don't want him. Rush just went back to the Steelers, and then he doesn't have to move, and he's still in charge of the team.
Yeah, but he,
winning
yeah,
does not
but,
seem like the preference.
I was just going to say, he has no chance to win there. The Giants, they're tanking.
He had no chance to win with the Jets.
Well, that's not what
I don't believe.
Your own co-host had him as the MVP, and everybody was thinking they were a playoff team.
Yeah, she made a huge mistake on that.
Yeah, well, but
that was a bad
to act like they don't. You don't think people had an idea that they could win with him last year? That's defying
you
facts.
You think Aaron Rodgers chose a team for winning or control?
Both. If he didn't think he could win there and he didn't have any say, he would not have went there. It wasn't just control. He goes to the Giants. I would agree. It's all about control and anything else. Pittsburgh is interesting, but I guess the question is he just caught up in hoping that Minnesota will take him? And if he doesn't, then he would go to Pittsburgh. Or I don't know any good explanation.
I think he's
going
to retire. I don't think he wants to be coached. I don't think he wants to be coached hard and part of the team. And, like, you know, you're not going to be above Mike Tomlin. You're not going to be above the team. I think what Minnesota gives him is an opportunity to win. And I think the coach is maybe the kindest coach that the NFL has ever seen. And that's rare, right? And Kevin O'Connell just feels like, and I'm sure behind closed doors, he will rip your head off if he needs to rip your head off, right? But he comes off as kind, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers wants to be coached in a way that is like the way that Mike Tomlin probably coaches, if I had to guess. I will tell you, and I'm sure, Jesse, you cut this audio up and have played it for Jason and Mark during the show in the audience.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys.
Yeah, Shefty this morning with us had really interesting takes about Rodgers to Minnesota, a long shot, but not no shot. And I asked him, and I said, listen, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you desperately want to go to Minnesota, if I were him, I would say, I made enough money, that's where I want to go, I'll play for the league minimum. And Shefty had a very interesting statement. He said he does not believe money will hold up his decision. Money is not going to dictate where he goes. Because it seems to me that what the Packers have to worry about in playing against Minnesota is they have built their team this offseason as if they're going to have a rookie-scale contract. What's at the quarterback position? They may have two of them if Rodgers says, I'll take nothing.
Mm. Yeah, and I asked this. If Jesse has put this up on Twitter/X yet, but if Rodgers is the quarterback for the Vikings, should Packer fans fear that team? What's your answer?
I don't think so. But there has to be the stigma in general about the way they played against the division last year. I would ask you this in return. In your mind, who is a better quarterback right now, Sam Darnold or Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh. Well, I have to go off of last year. Sam Darnold played better last year than Aaron Rodgers did.
Okay, so the twist on that, and this is, I think, what you're getting at, Tausch, is who's a better quarterback right now specifically against the Packers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Right, so that your thought then becomes, he will be a madman 2 weeks a year.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just telling Jason was just talking about this revenge and scorched earth. Been hearing that.
I didn't say any of those things.
You
just said he'd be motivated because I think he's embarrassed about how badly it went in New York. And I don't think he gets embarrassed very often.
So that seems scorched earthy to me.
No,
I was trying to kind of synopsize it. A little bit.
No, it's not right. Scorched right. Earth. It's not Brett scorched Favre earth. It's, wanting to it's stick it to Ted Thompson.
It's brimstone.
Okay. You just continue. I'm sorry.
No, fair. I guess I didn't characterize it properly. Jason, he thinks Aaron Rodgers will really want to play good football. Is that fair?
That's
is
a better way to put it. That's much better. Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. You know what? You're very lucky. And as you're categorizing Jason's comments, you actually have Jason here to give us those comments. Jason.
Well, he just said something else, and now he's backtracking because he doesn't want to be sound graft, which is fine. But in essence, he was saying this whole John Wick thing and the whole deal, that's Rodgers.
These are he's none of the it. Things I said.
Did you watch Running Point on Netflix?
No.
Oh, it's a great show. Well, not a great show.
Diplomat. Let me tell you something. If you want Diplomat as the show you need to start watching.
That's kind of boring.
Fantastic. No, it's not boring.
What about the hotel movie?
It's not bad. It's good.
Everyone's talking about that show on Hulu with the guy from
Paradise.
This Is Us.
Yeah. That's really good.
It's Running Point. All right, I'm out.
Is that a point card show? It's really good.
Running Point, isn't that with Keanu Reeves? Surfing?
No,
isn't that
Kate Hudson as Jeannie Buss.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I heard it's good.
The only reason I brought that up is because there's a John Wick theme at the end, and I know John Wick has been a big theme on this show. I'm with Will. I've never seen any of them. I thought there was a whole thing with you and Bakhtiari about John Wick.
There was,
There was.
It was the Scorched Earth tour that Rodgers was on, that Jason thought he was on, and then he backtracked.
Could you just ask your question before you're late for your speech?
I don't have any. I don't have a question. You finish up here. I'm questioned out.
Wow.
You're questioned out of an interview.
Well, I mean, at some point, Jason's got to jump in. Did Wisconsin get screwed in not being able to play in Milwaukee?
I think losing the Big Ten championship game probably helped them screw themselves. Are they not?
Losing to Penn State at home on Senior Day screwed them.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
If they won against Michigan, what's their seeding and where are they playing?
They're still a 3 seed. It's just a matter of if it's instead of Denver, would it have been Milwaukee? I don't know the answer to that, but I don't understand. That was kind of the motivation. The Badgers put together a great season, KenPom ranking, all that stuff, and then they still have to go out to Denver and play on a Thursday after playing a 4-game stretch. It's just it's just dumb. It's dumb.
Can I give you a stat about the tournament? I'll give you a stat that I did not realize.
Yeah, stat it up.
Okay. For each of the last 15 or 16 years, I want to say, something double-digit years, whatever it is, in a row, a 3 seed has reached the Final Four.
Is that right? You got Wisconsin going?
Yes, it's right.
Wow.
Well, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, I would never have thought to put them in the Final Four. And then you look at the other 3 seeds and you look at their brackets. And this is coming from somebody who's watched one half of college basketball all year. So I know. you look at the other 3 seeds and you look at their brackets and you're like, maybe Wisconsin can be that 3 seed this year. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll join that club.
Isn't it wild to think that the last two full-time head coaches, well, maybe two last three, because was Soderberg ever the full-time head coach? Now I forget.
Yes, for a year, yes.
I think he was an interim.
Okay, so two of the last three full-time head coaches have been to the Final Four. Isn't that, it's just wild for me to think, because I've had this conversation with Jim, Matt, and Molly on ESPN Madison about, what are we? Are we a football school, a basketball school? How do we get labeled in that regard?
Mm-hmm.
And we're better recently in basketball than we are in football, but Rutledge had a great point. He goes, we're just a women's, not just in a bad way, we're in a good way, we're a women's sports school. That's what we're best at, volleyball and other women's sports. But if you do the comp, we've had insane success in men's basketball in comparison to football recently.
Mm. Mm. And in comparison to women's basketball, which has been a real problem for a really long time now. Evan, I saw this from our buddy Mark Silverman, Sylvie, as we like to call him, of Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago. It is the 30th.
Have you had your meal yet, by the way? Have you had the meal yet?
We have not. No, we have not had a meal yet.
All right.
But, hopefully when he comes up for the draft, I'll take him to my favorite pizzeria. It is the 30th anniversary of Michael Jordan returning to the NBA after his sabbatical, his baseball, whatever you want to call that. And Sylvie was there covering it as a young radio sports reporter. It was one of his first assignments.
Unreal.
It is absolutely crazy. I'm curious, of all the cool stuff that you've gotten to do in your career, including unsportsmanlike, is there because he calls it kind of the pinch me moment for him. What was your pinch me moment?
There was a dinner one night. It was me, Tausch, and Steve Walsh in Florida. And really, I thought that was the pinnacle of my
career. And Russell
career.
Wilson walked by.
No. Okay, I'm going to tell a story. It's going to be Tausch going to get mad because it's going to be along the Ryan Grant mode here. The pinch me moment of my career was 2002. I was a student at the University of Wisconsin. Wisconsin was playing in the NCAA tournament in Washington, D.C. They played St. John's in the first round. They played Maryland in the second round. Maryland won the championship that year. The day of the game against Maryland, I was an intern in the broadcast booth. Matt LaPay comes up to me, this is a true story, and says, I'm sick as could be, my voice is shot, you're going to have to do the game. And I said, do what game? Because I already cleared it with everyone, you're going to do the play-by-play tonight of Wisconsin-Maryland NCAA tournament. He said, what the hell are you talking about? I do your stats and get you water. You can't put me on the air for this. And he goes, you're going to be fine. Everyone thinks you're going to be okay with this. And I said, well, how long have you been sick? He goes, the last couple of days. I said, why didn't you tell me last night? And he said, I knew you would not sleep and you'd be up all night prepping for this. Game time rolls around. I'm doing charts. I'm thinking I'm going to do this game. And he says, I'm good to go. My voice is good. So it never actually happened. It never actually happened. Swear to God. I swear to God. To this day, it is the biggest honor of my career. Is that moment right there. The fact
the game
that
you didn't do.
The game I didn't do. And I was horrible at play-by-play. I mean, I once did in a Florida high school broadcast that Palm Beach Gardens got to the 51-yard line. There's no 51-yard line. That's not a thing. Go ahead, Josh. Say what you're going to say, because I know you're chomping at the bit. Go ahead.
I don't have anything. I'm proud of you. That was good.
God,
stuff.
That is
good
a great story.
It's a good little yarn.
It was a Matt LePay flu game.
Yes.
Yeah, almost.
What a warrior.
It was almost. No, I'm serious. Like, we have all been fortunate enough to cover amazing things. And go. I've been to the Rose Bowls, obviously, with the Badgers, the Final Four, World Series. I covered the Marlins, NBA Finals, the Heat a million times over. No big deal. I've been to the I was at some horrible national championship games. Alabama destroying Notre Dame, Florida destroying Oklahoma, or USC destroying Oklahoma, whatever it was in South Florida. I've been to all these big sporting events. I've been so lucky. But when you have somebody, and this goes for anybody in life, like when you have somebody that you truly look up to, that's a mentor, like give you that vote of confidence, even for a moment, like what's better than that, even if it didn't happen? Go ahead. Just say what you're going to say. I feel like Tausch feels uncomfortable.
I love
that
story.
Dude, it's a great story. Evan, not everything needs to be ripped and yarned up. That's an awesome story, and it tells you a lot about Matt LePay's judgment, which is questionable. But outside of that, it's a great story.
Now we're back.
What do you want me to do? I want this is uncomfortable. It's way too nice and fun, and I'm getting a little.
In all seriousness, it is an interesting decision. Why would you not just hire a local DC broadcaster that's a professional? Why and then have me give that person the notes? Why would I be the person as an intern to call it on the statewide network for an NCAA tournament team against an eventual champion?
Yeah,
you're right. LePay deserves to be questioned retroactively.
You would not be cleared for air here at ESPN Madison.
We will question him next time we talk to him about that decision.
Jesse, what's your accomplishment? Asking for 3 days off in a row?
Oh, burn.
That cruise I went on, that the Packers weren't in the Super Bowl, and I've successfully avoided disaster.
Everyone wanted the Packers to go to the Super Bowl, not because they're fans, just so you get screwed out of the cruise.
That would have been great. Evan, we were all over the map today, but we did get to get a great story about you and Matt LePay and the NCAA tournament, and Tausch was only belligerent with you briefly and misquoted me 3 times. Thanks for your time. We appreciate you.
Jason, mm-hmm. 10 seconds on the original thing, and I'll go. I don't think the younger audience understands the I'm back moment like we all do.
You're probably right.
They understand. I don't think they understand the magnitude. With no Twitter, no social media, not the level of speculation we have with everything in life now, of when Michael Jordan, out of nowhere, just decides to come back to play basketball.
Faxed it back. One of the biggest. Fax machine.
Faxed it. Excellent. Yes. Excellent detail, Tausch.
Yes, thank you. Shocked. Yeah, it's boss.
Wow.
It's a boss play. Boss move. That's why he's the GOAT.
Yep. Undoubtedly. See
that is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. You can hear him every weekday across ESPN Wisconsin, and you can also watch him on, is it ESPNU that they run that on?
They're on ESPN2 until ESPN 7 a.m., and then at 7 a.m. it switches over to ESPNU.
Oh, okay. So you got to be a little agile to be able to move around for that, but it's worthwhile. I know Tausch loves to watch it. And listen to it when he's coming back from pickleball. All right, we have got, speaking of exciting things, before Tausch leaves us, and we still have one segment left in the 9 o'clock hour, but you heard me mention yesterday that Thanalysis Live is back. Well, guess what? You're going to have a chance to go to it
by winning a pair of tickets to Gruber Law Office's Thanalysis Live, courtesy of McDonald's. All you got to do is be caller. It's March 29th is the event. Mm-hmm. 2 + 9 = 11. So caller 11 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 11 right now wins two tickets to Thanalysis Live on March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis for a live show that's going to entertain fans like none other. Last year, Thanasis surprised his brother Giannis, who, by the way, was also there. I don't quite understand why the surprise appearance from Stephen A. Smith gets higher billing than the fact that Giannis was at it. But both Stephen A. Smith and Giannis were there, and now you could be there because you never know what Thanasis has planned for 2025. And if you don't win the tickets here on Wildy and Tausch, you can still get your tickets to Gruber Law Office's Thanalysis Live right now. Visit ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison on social media for event and ticket information. Excitement and entertainment you can't get anywhere else. It's Gruber Law Office's Thanalysis Live, presented by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino and Carbless, and supported by the Prisoner Wine Company and McDonald's. Caller 11 right now, 844-770-3776, wins two tickets to Thanalysis Live, courtesy of McDonald's. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Hey, it's Evan Cohen. Coming up Wednesday, we'll continue to help you fill out your brackets as well as wait for the next QB domino to fall. It's Unsportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, and ESPNU. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls and feel like it's a beautiful day.
To let it get away on the road. My view on it today is I don't expect it to happen, and I don't think it's likely to happen, but I'm not ready to dismiss it. So, like, I think it's a long shot, but there's a shot in there because you just don't know how this is going to play out. I don't think the Vikings are planning on it. I don't think they're banking on it. I don't think they're anticipating it. But I do believe that Aaron Rodgers is interested in Minnesota, and Minnesota has not completely ruled it out.
That is Adam Schefter discussing the possibility of Aaron Rodgers becoming a Viking, and incredibly following the exact same career arc in terms of teams he played for as Brett Favre. Packers to Jets to Vikings. Tausch, are you hoping for this or not hoping for this?
If he wants to play, I hope that he ends up in Minnesota. That's what I would say. And okay. I think it's selfish on my end, because it would just be drama on drama on drama. And I think that's always fun for us. And I think from a Packer fan standpoint, listen, man, we love juice. We love all of that. We want the Packers to win. And I don't think this moves the needle much more than what Sam Darnold. I do think when they made the decision to not bring Sam Darnold back, I think they were going to dip. And if I'm them, I am looking really long and hard at this or a different veteran to give myself more outs than just putting all my eggs in the J.J. McCarthy basket, because you have a roster and a locker room that believes they can win. You're spending that way. And it's a lot to ask a quarterback that's never taken a regular season snap to go out there and do it. So from a winning standpoint, I think it hurts Green Bay a little bit, but I think all of the – I don't think it's like, oh, we can't overcome that. Like, we knew when Favre went to Minnesota's stacked roster in 09, it was going to be tough sledding.
Yeah.
Now, in 10, they fell off a cliff, and that's what would more than likely happen, but you could catch lightning in a bottle like they did, and they should have won a championship. They didn't, and we're all in Green Bay happy about that outside of Jesse. This would be the case where that roster is stacked. And if Aaron Rodgers plays good, solid, he doesn't need to be a hero, which is what they expected him to do in New York.
That is no longer who he is. But can he manage games and go win with that roster? I do think he could.
Well, we don't need you to be a hero, but we do need you to tell us about UW Credit Union, where I've been a member longer than you.
Mark Tauscher here, and I am a UW Credit Union member. Been for a year. I haven't been as long as Jason, but I am reaping all the benefits for every stage of life. UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. And if you're ready to give fees the stiff arm, UW Credit Union will help. No monthly fee checking and overdrafts that never cost more than $5. Members get a bunch of perks. You get your money up to 2 days sooner with early pay, and you get a checking account with no monthly fees at UW Credit Union. Join today at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.